an old man with a smoke. I sit in the transport shelter, watching the crates and mailbags. It's cool in here, Sam. The bracken chutes curl up, and my head is full of holes, like the leather cuffs on my coat. And if my feet are bare, and the hair hangs down my back, well, is that so wild an omen for the suburban men and their wives who swallow pills and their daughters who smoke pot? All that my nerves can tell me is that the sun is hot. And over in the cottage, Carl has made some coffee. Soon I'll take out my beads, sweat-stained and dark with use, from rubbing through my fingers like poems or self-abuse, and ramble through the mysteries, old as the griefs of the Jews. And I'll confess the over 40 fuck touches my mind when Nikki goes down to have a wash in the arms of a Tanafa, with a little bulging puku and her hair like a midnight cloud. But the sandflies nip my ankle, and it's enough for this dead man to rest his head for a minute on her tits and tell her she looks fabulous. Hey, Tino Pai to Ra. Hey, Tino Pai to Kai. Hey, Tino Pai to Mate. No, it is not a trip. You can hear the children yelling on the dirt road to the par. Now Peter, not long out of the bin, an eagle who stares at the sun has come to sit beside me. You're writing a poem, Hemi? Well, it's about time. I leave him to talk to the driver and head back for a shit. No angel with a scroll, no journey at all to make, just a knife to cut open the loaf of Maori bread that goes to feed my gut.